Hey, good morning. Today's daf is Zvachim daf Ayin Dalet. This is Elisha Graf, again, filling in for Rabbi Leibowitz, who will be away for pretty much the better part of the next 6 weeks. So we'll have the opportunity to learn some rather challenging sugyas together. Hopefully it will wind up being a productive endeavor. So first of all, a couple of housekeeping items. Number one, today's shiur is sponsored anonymously, L'Schlosser Refuah Shleima from Mordechai Yaakov and Esther. We wish him a Refuah Shleima and hope that the learning this morning serves as a schus for a Refuah Shleima. It is also the final shiur that is sponsored by Henry Orlinsky, L'Zecher Nishmas, Rebbetzin Pesi Yenta Weiss, today being her Shloshim, and we thank Mr. Orlinsky very much for his repeated sponsorships over the past couple of weeks. Also, one final housekeeping matter. I am not sure whether the rabbi is going to be posting the daf over the next 4 weeks when he'll be in Camp Kaylee. I'm not certain whether he'll be giving the shiur, if he's going to post, when he's going to post. Of course, as usual, if he does post, I would highly recommend that you listen to his shiur. Don't waste your time with mine. That's for the next 4 weeks. For the last 2 weeks of the summer that I'll be giving, I don't think he'll be posting at all. And the last item is that I've been told that for those who listen on YU Torah, it's much easier if the shiur is loaded automatically onto a podcast. And I was assured by the administrator that if you subscribe to the podcast for all Daf Yomi Shiurim given here at BKNW, then my shiur should automatically be loaded onto your podcast. So if somebody listening out in cyberspace can reach out to me and let me know if that actually works, that's great. And if it doesn't, I'll reach out again to the administrators and hopefully take care of this so that it's loaded automatically to your podcast. Okay, so now getting down to business, we left off the last line of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, and today's shiur is going to focus really primarily more on concepts of bittul and concepts of when something can be bittul, whether we follow the rov, whether the halacha might be different with respect to certain isurim like avodah zarah. So we're going to continue again with a discussion that's been progressing over the past couple of days. What we're really going to start focusing on, and what we or where we're going to start, and where we left off yesterday, was again, and just to level set, the Mishnah had spoken about a kosher animal which is mixed into a whole bunch of pasul animals. Either it's because the animals had something done to them that render them unfit for a karban, or otherwise, it's just a lot about tarobas, a lot about animals that are mixed up with other animals. And we saw yesterday the Shita of Rava, which was about halfway down Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, where Rava had said that Hasha Damri Rabbanan Lo Nakriv, since Lagabe, the animals in our Mishnah, since the Chachamim said that if these animals get mixed up, you shouldn't bring them as a karban, I Nakriv Lo Marasi. That if you bring them, then even B'dieved, it's not going to be a valid karban. And then we challenged Rava from a brisa that dealt with a chata sa'of and a ola sa'of, where the blood application for the chatas is going to be different than the blood application for the ola. And what we had wound up saying yesterday was that half of them have to be brought, half of them the blood has to be sprinkled on top of the mizbeach, half of them the blood has to be sprinkled on the bottom of the mizbeach. And what we wound up saying was that if the kohen asks us for advice, then we're going to tell him not to bring the not to be makriv these ofos at all, because they're mixed up. We don't know what's a chatas and what's an ola. However, if the kohen doesn't ask our advice and just goes ahead and sprinkles all of them, so what we said was that, let's say he sprinkles all of them on top, so then half of them are going to be good, because half of them are supposed to be sprinkled on top. Because if he's going to sprinkle all of them on the bottom, then half of them are going to be good, because half of them, the chatos, should be sprinkled on the bottom. Now, what if the guy decides he's going to try to figure out which one is which, and he's going to try to figure out which ones go on top and which go on the bottom? So he's going to sprinkle half on top and half on the bottom. So he said in that scenario, he is out of luck, because it could be that he sprinkled on the top the ones that should have been on the bottom, and on the bottom the ones that should have been on the top. But in any event, what came out of that brisa was where you have a chatas of and olas of that are mixed up, we tell the guy, or we would tell the guy, we would tell the Kohen if he asked us not to bring them. But if he goes ahead and brings them, then half of them are going to be kosher b'di'evet. So that's a stira to Rava, because Rava had said that the animals mentioned in our Mishnah, where we tell him not to bring the karbanos, even if he goes ahead and brings the karbanos, he is still not going to accomplish anything. So what we had said yesterday was we wanted to say that the two Mishnayis are arguing over whether balei chai are nidachin. So whether if you have a bal chai, if you have an animal, if it could be nidche from actually serving as a carbon. The Tana of our Mishnah says balei chayim nidachim. And the Tana of, Rava would say that Balei Chayim Nidachim, and the Tana of our Mishnah would say Balei Chayim Nidachim, and the Tana of the Mishnah, Maseches Kinim, would say that Balei Chayim Einan Nidachim, that they are not permanently disqualified from serving as a carbon. So says the Gemara, and this is where we left off yesterday, the last line of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, Hare Shchutin Delekuli Alma Nidachin, however, if you have animals that are already shechted, where everybody agrees that there's a concept of dichli by animals that are shechted, and Rashi points out that the whole machlokes, whether a bal chai is nidche or not, is only by a bal chai. A shachlut is already shechted. So a shachlut, where everybody agrees that there's a concept of dichli utnan, and we learn as follows. Rabbi Eliezer says, imkarav harosh shel echad meyem yikruvu kol haroshin. If, for example, you bring up the head of one of these animals onto the Mizbeach, one of these animals that are the type mentioned in our Mishnah that are mixed up with a whole bunch of animals that are puzzle to be brought as a carbon, if you bring one of them on the Mizbeach, then once you've already brought one, you could bring them all. Why? What's the rationale? And Rashi explains, the Rashi is found on the bottom of Ayin Gimel. So it says, V'tanaba mastisanim karav arosh, evari balmum, evari olos tamimos, harbeshin is arvu. So the situation is where you have the evarim of a balmum, which is puzzle to be brought as a carbon, and the evarim of olos tamimos, which are obviously kosher to be brought as a carbon, shenis arvu, that were mixed up. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im kodem shenimlach, if before the Kohen asks our advice, because if the Kohen asks our advice, we're going to tell him, don't bring them. But if before he asks our counsel, he just goes ahead and brings them, hikrev echad min arashim, once he brings one of the heads, yikrevu kol arashim, vafilu l'chatchila. Why? T'talina nisura bose shakorav rishon. Because we assume that the first one that the guy brought is the balmum. And once the guy already brought the balmum, the other karbonos that are left over are going to be tamimim, and therefore you could just bring all of the tamimim. And what we say is vahacha dilu asi bereisha lamluchi amar leilo sakriv. If the guy would ask our counsel in the beginning, we would tell him initially, don't bring the karbonos to chsiv. The isha lo sitnu mehem v'chilo imlach machshirina hanach t'prishi blamrin and yitchu. However, if he doesn't ask our advice and he just goes ahead and brings all them, then we wind up being malamed schus that the first one that he brought was actually the bad one, and then the rest of them are going to be kosher, and we don't say that they're nidche. But here we're not dealing with balei chai. So you can't explain that the reason that they're not nidche is because this man d'amar holds balei chai in an edachim. We're dealing with animals that are already shechted. So says the Gemara, Hu diyamar kechanan ha-mitzri. The reason that Rebbe Lezer holds this way is because he holds like Chanan ha-mitzri. What does Chanan ha-mitzri hold? It's not Detanya. Chanan ha-mitzri omer, afilu dam, bekos, mevi chaveiro umozoglo. That even if the blood is still in the kos, then you could still bring the other animal and you could still be mosaic the blood together. What in the world is this talking about? So Rashi explains, this is talking about the Sir La Hashem and the Sir La Azazel that are part of the Yom Kippur service. So we know that you have to separate two Seirim, and then you have to do the Goral. One of them serves as the Chatas HaPanimi, as the Sir Anase Bifnim, and the other one serves as the Sir La Azazel. Now we also know that, or we're taught that the animals have to be brought as a pair. There have to be a pair of animals, one of them going La Hashem, one of them going La Azazel. So Rashi says, here we're talking about Sira Nasa Bifnim, because Shekvar Nishchat, if the Sira Nasa Bifnim, the blood of the inner Chatas, of the Sira La Hashem, is sitting in a kos, because it's already been shechted, in Meis HaMishtaleach, and now the Sira HaMishtaleach dies. So the question is, what happens to the blood of the animal that's already been shechted. Because these animals have to be a pair. Now it's no longer one of a pair because the Sira Mishaleach died. So maybe Chaveiro Minashuk Umazug Ladam, that Hanana Mitzri says you could just bring another animal from the Shuk, and then you could shech that animal, the Sira Mishaleach, and mix that animal's blood with the blood that you already took from the Seir Hanasa Bifnim. And Hanana Mitzri doesn't say that, oh, game over, once one of them died, you have to spill out this blood, you have to bring another two animals, and you have to go through the whole Goral process again. So obviously, Hanana Mitzri will not hold from a process of Dichui, even by an animal that's already shechted. And that's why Rebbe Lezer holds what he holds over here, because he's holding like Hanana Mitzri. It says the Gemara Vayter, four lines down, Zomer Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua Amar Rav, Tabas shel avodas kochavim. If you have a tabas of avodah zarah, so what does that mean? A tabas of avodah zarah means a tabas that was made in order to beautify an avodah zarah. Now, anything that's made l'shem avodah zarah, there's a machlokas rishonim. What's going on here? Some rishonim hold that anything that's made l'shem avodah zarah is not going to be batel and is going to be usher ba'ana. And others say that the only time there is no bittel is where there is a davar, is where we're dealing with a davar chashav. That even if certain items may be able to be mevutal even by avodah zarah, if you have a davar chashuv, then that item is not going to be batal. And the tabas, the ring that you're using to beautify the avodah zarah, is certainly a davar chashuv, and therefore it's not going to be batal. So you have this ring that's a davar chashuv. So you have a tabas shel avodas kochavim shenis arva b'meya tabos that got mixed up with 100 other rings, regular rings. V'nafla achas me'em liyam ha-gadol, and one of them fell into the yam ha-gadol. So says the Gemara, hutru kulan, all of them are now going to be mutter. Why? Damrinan hachtenafal hainu de isura, because we say, the one that fell into the yam ha-gadol is the one of avodah zarah, and therefore the rest of the 100 tabos that are there, you're going to be able to use. Tosfa says, second Tosfos on the page, Dibar Maskel V'Nafla, V'Nafla Achas Me'em Liyam HaGadol Hutru Kulam. So it says Tosfos, why should the rest of them be mutter? What right do we have to assume that the one that fell into the Yam HaGadol is the one of Avodah Zarah? So it says Tosfos, Mishum Dimidaraisa Barubi Batal Kedepurushinu. Because Midaraisa, we have a concept of Bitol Barov. And therefore, Mishamachi Hikilu Kan. And that's why we were able to be Makel over here, because really the one of Avodah Zarah should be Batal anyway, because it's 100 to 1. So once one falls into the Yam HaGadol, we can assume already that that's the one of Avodah Zarah. Now Tosfos points out, though, Vidavka Nafla Mamela. That's only where it just winds up falling accidentally. Aval Hipila, however, if you actually threw that ring into the Yam HaGadol, Afilu Shogeg, even if you were sort of pretending to throw the ring and then it slipped out of your hand, Kansina, and then we're going to give you a Knas, and you're not going to be able to use the other 100 rings, Atu Mazid, Atu a case of Mazid, because if we said that we're going to attribute the ring that fell in to the ring of Avodah Zarah, also in a case where you threw it in, we're afraid that if you have your ring of Avodah Zarah that gets mixed up in 100, you're going to say, oh, not a big deal, I'm going to chuck one of them into the Yam HaGadol, and then the rest of them are going to be mutter, and that you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to be mevatel an isser like this, l'chatchila. And then Tosfos also points out, v'dafka liyam ha-gadol, that the only time this works is by the Yam HaGadol, she'ina be'en. Because once it falls into the Yam HaGadol, then the Cheftza Shel Isser no longer exists, because it sinks, it's on the bottom of the Yam HaGadol. Aval Pir Shalo, however, if you merely separate them, then that's not going to be enough. It has to be the type of separation where the separation actually causes the destruction and the disappearance of the item. So, but in any event, what we saw over here in this brisa is that if you have the one tabas of avodah zarah that gets mixed up with 100 others, one of them falls into the Yam HaGadol. So we assume that the one that fell was the one of avodah zarah. This is very reminiscent of what we just said a couple of lines ago. You have one balmum that gets mixed up into a lot of tmimim. If the rosh of one of them was brought, then we assume that the rosh that was brought already was the bad one, and the rest of them are going to be kosher. Okay, so says the Gemara. The Gemara is now going to pursue this. So Eisvei Rava l'Rav Nachman. So says Rava. So Rava asks a kasha to Rav Nachman. Afilu achas beribo yamusu kulam. But what did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said that if you have one of these animals which is pasul that gets mixed up even with 10,000 animals that are kosher, then game over. All of them have to be killed. All of them have to be put to death. So says the Gemara. Amai. Why is that the case? Nema demes isura mes. Why don't we say that if one of them is killed, that once you kill one of them, the one that was killed first was the one that was pasul. Now the rest that are left over are all kosher, and therefore you should be able to bring the rest of them as karbanos. So Amar Lei, Rav the Amar Karabi Eliezer, that Rav holds, Rav, who was the Tana, who was the Amora, rather, of the Brisa of the Tabash, Elavodas Kachavim, Amar Lei, Rav the Amar Karabi Eliezer, Rav holds like Rabbi Eliezer, who he saw on top of the Amud, Tetanan, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Imkar of Arosh Alechad, Mem Yikru, Kalaroshim Kulam. That he holds like Rabbi Eliezer, who says that the one that was brought first was the one of the Balmum. And that's the same Shita as by Avodah Zarah. We assume that the one that fell in was the one of Avodah Zarah. But that's only Rabbi Eliezer Shita. The Tana Kama, the Tana of our Mishnah, doesn't hold like that. And therefore, our Tana will hold that all of them have to be put to death, and even if one of them dies, we don't assume that the one that died was the pasul one. So says the Gemara, how can you say that Rav holds like Rabbi Eliezer? V'amar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar says, lo hiter Rabbi Eliezer, ela shnayim shnayim, aval achas achas lo. That when did Rabbi Eliezer say that you're allowed to bring the rest of the that you're allowed to bring the rest of the karbanos? That's only where you're bringing them as a pair. So why does it make a difference if you're bringing them as a pair? Why? Because Rashi explains that if you're bringing them as a pair, then we know that one of the animals that you're bringing is definitely a kosher one. Why? Because remember, there was one pasul animal that fell in with a whole bunch of kosher animals. So if you're bringing them as a pair, you know that one of them that you're bringing is kosher, and therefore we can assume that just like the first one is kosher, the second one is also kosher. However, if you're bringing them one by one, that's not going to be okay, because one by one, we can assume, or we might be fearful, that the one that you're bringing at that time is actually the pasul one. So how can Rav say that you're allowed to use the rest of the rings, even Rabbi Eliezer, who said that we assume the first one that you brought was the pasul one, and then you can bring the rest of them, the other 100 of them, he only said that if you're bringing two at a time. So how can I be mishtamish with the rings one by one? I should still have an issue. So says the Gemara. The Gemara gives the obvious answer. Samarle, anatarti kamina. I mean that also that you are, that you're using them in pairs. So Rav said, I mean that you're using these rings in pairs of two. So you're not using the rings individually. I'm using them in pairs of two, and therefore I can assume that since I know one of them is definitely not Shel Avodah Zarah, the other one is also not Shel Avodah Zarah. How do I use rings in pairs of two? So Rashi explains it's not that you're wearing two rings, it's that you're selling the rings two by two. And that's why you're allowed to have anah from each of these pair of rings. So says the Gemara Vayta. So Amar Rav, Tabas shel Avodas Kochavim shenis arva b'meya tabos. If you have a ring of Avodah Zarah that fell into 100 other rings, uperishu arbaim lamakom echad v'shishim lamakom acher. So and then somehow they're divided up into a group of 40, and then into a group of 60, and now persha echad me'arbaim, and one of those 40 rings gets mixed up into other rings. And Rashi explains, Persha echas merabam vinis arva ba'acheros, and then gets mixed up into other rings. Eina oseres. It's not going to be usher. So, and there's a din in the Achronim when it says Eina Oseres. Does that mean that you're allowed to? Does that mean that is that one person is allowed to be nene from all of these rings? Or are we afraid that if one person is going to be nene from all these rings, then the odds are greater that that person is going to wind up being nene from something that was actually l'shem avodah zarah? Do we say that it has to be different people being nene from these rings? But whatever, however we wind up coming out on that din amongst the achronim, what we see is we have 100 rings. One of them is avodah zarah. 40 get separated. 60 gets separated. One of the 40 gets mixed up in another mixture. Eino oseres. It's not going to be usher. Achas mishishim oseres. However, if one of the 60 rings gets mixed up into another mixture, then it is going to usher. Why would that be the case? So it's obvious. So let's forget about what's obvious. It's obvious to me only because I prepared. So the Gemara is going to say, so maishna echas me'arbam delo. Why do we assume that the 40 rings, if one of the 40 gets mixed up into another mixture, it's going to be okay? Damrinan isura beruba isa. Because we assume that the ring of avodah zarah was left in the rove. What's the rove? The rove was the 60 rings. So I can assume that the one of avodah zarah stayed with the 60 rings, and the 40 that separated were all clear. They were not of avodah zarah. But says the Gemara, that logic leads you to a dead end, because if that's the case, then achas meshishim nami aminan isura baruba isa. What we had said was that if one of the 60 get mixed up into something else, then that mixture is going to be usur. And we're assuming that that's because we assume that the one of avodah zarah stuck with a 60 and not with a 40. But hello, it's one ring of avodah zarah that's now being from this group of 60 that's being mixed into another mixture, meaning you have 59 you have 59 that are kosher, and you have one that's puzzle. So we should also say that the usher one is one that's left in the group of 59 and not the one that then was separated into a totally different group. So says the Gemara, you're right. So we have to clarify what we meant. So Ella in Pershu Arboim Kulam Lamacham Echad, if all of the 40 are separated into one place, then Ein Osros, then they are not going to be Usser. And what does this mean? And Rashi explains over here, it's about two-thirds of the way down, Ela Hachi Kamar. Pershu Arbam Kulam Lamakam Echad. If the 40 get moved to another place, Vinis Arvu Bishar Tabos, and then all 40 get mixed up into other rings, Eina Osrin, then they're not going to be Usr Damrina Nisura Bishishamisa. Because we assume that the Usr one was left in the group of 60. Unihida Hanachatzmam Imlonis Arvu Bacheros Asuros Liolam. And Rashi points out over here a Chiddush. The only time the 40 are going to become mutter is when those 40 are then mixed up into other rings. But if those 40 stand alone forever, then they're going to be usher. Dafilu Rabbi Lezer lo amar tolan es ha'isser ela bedavar sha'avad, because the only time that Rabbi Lezer holds that we can be tola the isser and assume that the first one was usher and the rest of them are mutter, that's only about something that got lost. K'gon sh'nafla achas mam liyam agadol. Dum yadakar av rosh alecha mam. Avalo So Rashi over here is a big chiddush. Rashi says that the only time we're going to say that Bittul Barov is not really a blatant concept of Bittul Barov, because if it were the basic concept of Bittul Barov, then the halacha should hold true, even if you have the 40 and the 60 that separate, and then you have the 40 all in one place, even if they don't get mixed up into anything else, it should still be fine, perfectly fine, because we say, oh, it's Bittul Barov. But says Rashi, no, by Avodah Zarah, it's so chomer, we don't say Bittul Barov. The only time we say it's mutter is when we have a sfeik sfeika. Because if the 40 get mixed up into other rings, then we're going to say, well, maybe the ring that I'm using of this mixture isn't of Avodah Zarah, and maybe the Avodah Zarah ring wasn't in this mixture to begin with, because maybe it was in the 60 and not in the 40. All right, so that's the way Rashi explains this line of the Gemara, that in Pirshu Arborim Kulam L'makam Echad ain't Osros, that's only if they then get mixed up into something else. However, Shishim L'makam Echad Osros. However, if the 60 get mixed up into one place, then it's going to be Asur. And Rashi explains, Dekivan de Isura Beruba Isa, because the Isur is in the Rov, Havikulu Safek Avodas Kachavim, it's all a Safek Avodah Zarah. And Rashi had just said that the only time that it's Mutter is when it's a Sfeik Sfeika. Here it's not a Sfeik Sfeika, because we assume that the ring, we basically take it for granted that the Avodah Zarah ring is in the 60, and therefore if the 60 get mixed up into something else, then it's only a single Safek. Is the ring that I'm using a ring of Avodah Zarah? But we assume that the ring is definitely somewhere here. Masha'in came by the 40, where we can rely that the ring is still among the 60. Okay, so Kiamrisa Kameh de Shmuel, so when they came before Shmuel, Amar Le Hanach Lavot Kachavim Shesfeika Sfeik Sfeika Asura Ad Sofa Olam. Stop bringing me rayas, or stop trying to learn from Avodah Zarah, because Avodah Zarah is very chomer, and as Rashi explains, Shmuel holds Va'afilu Pirshu Arbam L'makam Echad Asuros. Shmuel would hold that even a Sfeik Sfeika is going to be Asur, that even if you have the 40 that get separated into a single place, and then some of the 40 get distributed or get mixed into other rings, it's all going to be Asur because of the chumra of Avodah Zarah. So says the Gemara. So now the Gemara is going to ask on this. So Meisve, Safek Avodas Kachavim Asura. If you have a Safek Avodas Zarah, it's going to be Asur, a Sfeik Sfeika Muteres. But if you have a Sfeik Sfeika, it's going to be Muter. So this already contradicts what Shmuel just told us. But the Gemara is now going to explain. So Ketzad, Koshal Avodas Kachavim. If you have a cup of Avodas Zarah, I don't know why now the Gemara talks about a cup and not rings. But koshal avodas kachavim shenafal la'otzer malei kosos, that falls into a storehouse full of kosos, kula nasurin, they're all going to be usher. Peresh echad me'em l'ribo, if one of them then separates and gets mixed up into 1,000, umeribo l'ribo, and then from that 1,000 into another 1,000, then mutarim. Then it's going to be mutar. Tosfos over here points out that we have an extra meribo laribo because we don't even need that. So says Tosfos, the last Tosfos on the page, lo itzurich meribo laribo. We don't need to learn meribo laribo, ela lameimar mandi usser usser bekulu. It's only to teach us that whoever is going to say usser in this case will hold usser even if it gets mixed up into many, many, many derivative thousands of rings. Could the preachers lael inami mishum the yesh chiluk bein ribolution laribushain the ribo rishon imasani mekulu babas achas usser the kamasani bechada sveika kivan the babas achas misani avol ribushaini avilun enem mekulu babas achas sveik sveika who v'shari v'cheme ribo gimel v'cheme ribo legimel ume gimel legimel mutter avol usser lenus mi gimel rishon babas achas u'minashniim shari mehai time of the preachers of the kodesh l'pirish kain. So Tosva says he doesn't like Rashi's explanation, but what Tosfos explains like this. So you have again. So the case was, you have a ring, you have a cup of Avodah Zarah that falls into an Otsar. So it already gets mixed up. So that's the first suffix. And then from that Otsar gets mixed up into 1,000, and then Viter into another 1,000. So Tosfos says, really, once you get mixed up into the first 1,000, you're going to be fine over here. According to the Mandemar, who says that Sfeik Sfeika is going to be Mutter, because it's a suffix that from the first group, whether the one that you take is of Avodah Zarah, and then if some of them get mixed up into 1,000 other kosos, it's a suffix whether the Avodah Zarah was ever there. Tosva says the difference between the first 1,000 and the second 1,000 is whether I'm able to be nana from them all bavas achas. The first 1,000, not, because I'm very much afraid that one of them is definitely of Avodah Zarah, and therefore I have to be nana from them separately to ensure that I'm not being nene from avodah zara. However, once I get to the second and the third thousand, according to Tosfos, I'm allowed to be nene from them even all at one time, because the level of suffek keeps going down the more the probability, the greater the probability that the individual kosos here are not shel avodah zara. So says the Gemara, but the Gemara's kasha is, how can you tell me, Shmuel, that there's no bittel by avodah zara even by sfeik sfeika? We see over here beferish that there is a bittel by sfeik sfeika, says the Gemara, Tanoi. Okay, so you have a machlokas tanam. The Tanya, Rav Yehuda Omer. Rav Yehuda says that Rimone Badan, which is one of the things that are very, very chashuv, and therefore are not batal. That Rimone Badan osrim bekolshu. They aser even bekolshu. What does it mean that they aser bekolshu? Ketzad nafal echad meam latoch ribo. If one of them falls into 10,000, a meribo la ribo, and then they keep getting mixed up, asurin. They're going to be oser. And so the Mandi Amar says that Sfeik Sfeika is going to be Yosser, holds like Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon Laribo Asurin, if the Rimone Badan, which would be Yosser, I should mention, because of either Arla or Truma, falls into 10,000, then it's going to be Yosser, because that's only a Suffolk. Omer Riba L'Shloshel, Mishloshel Amalkam Achar Mutter. However, if they then keep on, if you keep on manufacturing other sfeikos, then eventually it's going to be mutter, because now what we have here is a sfeik sfeika. So says the Gemara, Shmuel de Amar Kaman. Who does Shmuel hold like? However, because Shmuel had said that you have to forget about avodah zara, because by avodah zara even sfeik sfeika is going to be usher. Mashma that by other isurim sfeik sfeika is going to be mutter. So says the Gemara, Ik Rabbi Yehuda afilu b'shari isurim usher. Shmuel can't be holding like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda mentions his shita lagabe rimone badan, which are not usher misham avodah zara. They're usher misham arla or truma, and he says that even a sfeik sfeika is going to be usher. And Ik Reb Shimon, and he can't be holding like Reb Shimon, because afilu b'avodas kochavim nami shari. Because Rav Shimon says that a sfeik is going to be mutter even by avodah zara. So says the Gemara, v'chitema shani leila Rav Shimon min avodas kochavim l'shari surim. And if you want to say that Rav Shimon is mechalek between avodah zara and other isurim, elahadatanya, we can't say that, because we have a brisa that tells us sfeik avodas kochavim asura, that sfeik muteres. So we have a brisa that teaches us that by avodah zara, a single safek is going to be yasser, a sfeik is going to be mutter, and money. Lo Rav Yehuda, v'lo Rav Shimon. It can't be Rav Yehuda, and it can't be Rav Shimon. Says the Gemara, no liolam Rav Shimon. Really, it is Rav Shimon. And Rav Shimon says that a safek is yasser, but a sfeik is going to be mutter. Shmuel savarlak Rav Yehuda b'chada, upolagale b'chada. Shmuel holds like Rav Yehuda in one respect, and he argues with him on one respect. He holds like Rav Yehuda in one respect that even a sfeik is going to be usher. But he argues with Rav Yehuda, because whereas Rav Yehuda applies sfeik sfeika asura even to other isurim, like Arla and Truma, as we saw from the brice of Rimone Badan, Shmuel is going to apply the concept of sfeik sfeika asura only to Avodah Zorah because of the Chumrah of Avodah Zorah. Okay, last line. So Amar Mar, Meribo L'Shlosha, if it falls from 1 10,000 into another group of three, Umishlosha L'Makam Acher, and then it falls into another group of three, so says the Gemara, why do you talk about a case where it fell into 10,000 and then it falls into three? So Maishna Shlosha, the Ikaruba, why are you talking where one of the rings fell into a group of three? It's because obviously you're using a concept of Rove in order to be matur the sfeik sfeika. Because, oh, it's a suffeik, maybe the avodah zara one was never in here, and even if it is in here, it's batal barov. Says the Gemara, shnayim nami ikaruba. You don't have to say that it fell into a group of three. It could have fallen into a group of two, which are definitely mutter, because then the two plus the one of us are, again, I have my robes in order to be matur, my sfeik sfeika. So says the Gemara, my gimel diktani tarte vuhu. Yeah, nechanami, you're right. When we say it fell into three, it doesn't mean it falls into a group of three. It means it falls into a group of two, such that the two mutter plus the one usser equals three. So says the Gemara, Viba Seima, Or maybe you want to say, or we can answer, that Savar la k'Rabbi Eliezer, that he holds like, that he holds like, that he holds like, that he holds like Rabbi Eliezer. And so let's look in Rashi. It's the second Rashi on the line, but we'll start from where it has a period about 5-6 lines down in the skinny lines, which is the second pshat of Rashi, which Rashi says he doesn't favor, but Tosfos actually favors the second pshat of Rashi. So what does it mean that he holds like Rabbi Eliezer? So Lashon Acher, Savar k'Rabbi Eliezer, a Rabbi Shimon koi. The Amar Maribo legimel, Teritz the Maishlosha, Diktani, Trevahu. And we had said, oh, what do we mean when we say three? It means two plus the one that's usher. V'ibas ema gimel dafka. No, it has to be dafka gimel. That it fell into a group of three. Why? Udchaminan tisagi betray. And when we say, oh, it should be enough if it fell into a group of two. Shavalak Rabbi Lezer, damar lo hitu Rabbi Lezer, ela shnayim shnayim. Ilkach bina delavi dalid, l'shakinu shnayim shnayim. So what had we seen earlier? We saw on the top of Amud Aleph that the only time you're allowed to benefit is if you're benefiting two by two, because then we can assume that just like one of them is definitely mutter, so too the other one is mutter. Ah, now I understand. Why do I need the ring to fall into... why do I need the ring to fall into a group of, first of all, to get mixed into 10,000, and then one of the 10,000 to fall into a group of three, in order that there should be an even number, and I should be able to benefit from them two by two? That's the answer of the Gemara. Okay, now we're going to talk about Truma. So three lines down. So Amar Reish Lakish. Chavish al Truma, shenis arva b'mea chavios. If you have a chavis of Truma that falls into a hundred, that gets mixed into 100 other chavios. V'nof lechas me'am liyama melach. And one of them falls into the Yama Melach. Hutru kulan. They are all going to be mutter. Why? Damrinan haktanafal disuranafal, because we assume that that the one that fell is going to the one that's usur, is the one of Truma, and the rest of them are going to be mutter. And again, the Rishonim point out this is the exact same halacha that we saw by Tabas Shel Avodah Zarah, that even though the Tabas is a Davar Chashuv and the Chavis is a Davar Chashuv, if it falls into the Yama Melach or the Yama Gadol, the Girsa is changed so that it's consistent with what we had said on Amud Aleph, we assume that the one that fell is the bad one and the rest of them are good. The Itzrichter of Nachman, the Itzrichter Reish Lakish. Why do you need to teach me the same halacha legabe Avodah Zarah and the same halacha legabe Truma? The Imid Rav Nachman, Avamina Hani Mile Avodah Zkachavim. I would say that the only time he can attribute the one of Avodah Zarah to the one that fell into the Yama Gadol is by Avodah Zarah, Dein Lamatirin, because there is no other way to benefit from all of these rings. Aval Truma, the Ishlamatirin, however, by Truma, where there is a Matir, Matirin Lo. Maybe I wouldn't attribute the one that fell to the one of Truma. What's the Matir by Truma? Easy, you sell it to Kohanim. So you're allowed to use it. Now, it's a little bit of a penalty because the Kohanim aren't going to have to pay as much because they know that they're the only ones who are fit to eat this produce, but you could still do something productive with it. Vivu in the Reish Lakish, and if you're only going to teach me the din by Truma, Havamina Chavis to Mint Korna Filasa. The only time we're going to say it's mutter is by a chavis where it's apparent that it fell because it's very large, and therefore I know it's nicker that something fell. Aval tabas to lamin korin lefinei sala. However, by tabas where it's not evident that something is missing, I might think that I would not mutter it because maybe people are going to come to mutter it even when nothing falls into the Yama Gadol. Tzricha. That's why I need to learn both cases. Says the Gemara Vayter. Amar Rava. Loitzer Reish Lakish Elachavis to Minkor Nefilasa Aval Teina Lo and Taka. That's what we say, that the only time that Rava is going to be matur is only by a chavis where it's evident that something is missing and that something fell into the Yama Gadol. However, by Teina, it's not going to be mutter. Rav Yosef Amar Afilu Teina Kenefilasa Kachaliyasa. And Rav Yosef says, no, that's ridiculous. We say that the whole mixture becomes usur because one of the usur things fell into it. What fell into it? Something that's lo minkor. Only one single te'ena. And therefore, just like the single te'ena has the ability to usher it on the way in, so too, if it then goes out, it has the ability to be materit. Says the Gemara of Aita, let's try to hit the two dots. Summer of Elezer, Chavis shel Truma shenafla bekuf chavios. If you have a chavis of Truma that falls into 100 other barrels of chulin, poseach echemem, you are allowed to open you are allowed to open one of them. And Rashi points out that once you open them, the barrel is no longer a davar chashuv, because the barrel is a davar chashuv only so long as it's sealed. V'nota lemenu kedei dimua, and then you have to take the kedei dimua. In other words, you have to take the proportion of truma. Now remember, there was one chavis of truma that fell into 100 of chulin. One 101 is definitely truma. We don't want you to steal from the Kohanim, so you have to take away one 100th and one v'shosa, and then you're allowed to drink. So Yosef Rabdimi v'kamer lo l'hashmaita. So Rabdimi was saying this braisa. Amar Rav Nachman, gami v'shasi k'chazin acha. I see somebody who's like kamat drunk who's saying this mimer. How can it be that the one of Truma falls into 100 of Chulin? I'm allowed to open it up to be mevatel the iser? So ela ema niftecha echos ve'em. No tole menu kedei dimua v'shose. Not that l'chatchil I'm allowed to open. If one of them open, and therefore now it's no longer going to be a davar chashuv, I'm allowed to give echad me dimu. I'm allowed to give kedei dimu, and then I'm going to allow to drink it. Just go 1 minute over time. Amar Rav Yoshia, chavis al truma shenis arva b'meya v'chamishim chavios. You have a chavis of truma that falls into 150 chavios. V'niftecha me'em, v'niftecha me'ya me'em, and 100 open. No telemenu kedei dimu avishose. You're allowed to take out 100 over 151 of truma, because that's the ratio, and then you're allowed to drink them. V'ashar isurin at sheyiftechu. So, and the others are going to be usur until they open up. Why? Lo aminan isura beruba isa. Because we don't assume that the isur is definitely in the ones in the robe of the 100 that were already open. But again, what we see is that we apply the concept of bittul only when the thing is no longer a davar chashuv because it's open. So long as it's a davar chashuv, we're not going to apply the concept of bittul. Okay, so we finished this sugya. We're going to start from the two dots, God willing, tomorrow.